again. Ron, it's good to see you.
Hmm?
It's good to see you.
Oh, yeah, it's good to see you. Hard to get here on Tuesday night.
I know. You too, Nico.
The vast parking lot.
Yeah. Well, this is our celebration of Rohatsu, which is celebrated every year on the 8th of December, so we're a week late. it's a wonderful practice to sit for a whole week, and that's what, if you have a chance, I recommend you do. It's a wonderful experience. It's no different from any other session, really, but somehow the subject is inspiring in a way, sometimes too inspiring. People get kind of ambitious wanting to get as enlightened as Buddha got, but basically it's just one more opportunity to sit. I thought it would be interesting to see what Dogen said about this. Dogen didn't say very much about Rohatsu. There's not a whole lot of emphasis on enlightenment in Soto Zen, and that's why Dogen never made it a big subject, except from the inside, you could say. Of course, from the inside, he said a great deal. But this is, I thought I would look to see what he did say. And there's a whole collection of his short talks that he gave. Somebody wrote down every little short talk he gave to his monks, like on a day like this, probably, when it's a short sit and then a short talk. And on the time of Rohatsu, I collected a few things that I would share with you all. He was so poetic in his way. He called the accomplishment of Sesshin the plum blossom ceremony, and said at one of them, "When the morning star finally appeared, Buddha accomplished the way. In the snow is a single branch of plum blossoms. On the great earth, sentient beings together with grasses and trees attain joy as never before at this time." The image of plum blossoms is very old in Japan because they bloom in the snow, the plum trees, and they bloom white blossoms. So covered with snow and in a floor of snow, everything is white, 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 including the living branches and flowers of the plum. And so it's extremely encouraging to remember that we too are full of that same vitality, even though we blend in with the trees and the grasses. We're one with them. One time he said, "The world in 10 directions is blessed with radiant light, and all living beings hear the Buddha preaching. The staff and robes together laugh with joy, and the monks' hall, Buddha hall, and eating bowls are delighted." I think that's why I emphasize listening sometimes. if we aren't careful about how we hear things, we aren't hearing Buddha's preaching so-called. Everything that comes that way to us is a teaching, a very powerful and deep teaching. The sound of the wind on the windows this morning. Wonderful, wonderful. Here's one. On this night, the Tathagata completed true awakening. With effort and dropping away body and mind, his eyes became clear. Together with all the various living beings in the 3,000 worlds, everyone smiled. Although this is so, what is the situation of patchwork monks, monk students of Aheiji? The spring color of plum blossoms in the snow is wonderful. The black glow of a single monk's staff is pure. What is the situation of patchwork monks here in the Quaker meeting hall? What is it? And the spring color of plum blossoms can't stand just as white. There's never a white without a black. The black glow of a single monk's staff is pure. And then I thought I would read to you what I mentioned on Tuesday night, the poem that Buddha was supposed to have said on his enlightenment. It's like this. Seeking but not finding the house builder, I traveled through the round of countless births. Oh, painful is birth ever and again. House builder, you have now been seen. You shall not build the house again. Your rafters have been broken down. Your ridgepole is demolished. My mind has now attained the unformed nirvana and reached the end of every kind of craving. And when you think of his enlightenment, you think of the struggle that he endured over his craving to be rich, to be smart, to be powerful, all those things, king of the world, all the cravings that we carry around with us as human beings, as animals on this earth. So our basic effort is to see this. It wasn't that he conquered his craving, he saw it. And as soon as he saw it, it in the story ran away. Oh, he sees me, he sees me. He runs away. I love that. So that's our practice, to pay such good attention that we see and we hear. So that's my mini talk for the mini morning. The questions?
Well, he just saw it. Anyway, I hope we all see it. We probably do. There's a Rohatsu Sashin, and I looked at Santa Cruz Ren Center. They said they're having a Rohatsu Sashin. They didn't say where it was. I know they're there. Chikoji?
Chikoji has had theirs.
They already have.
Usually people do it from the 1st to the 8th or around that time. So we're a little late. And Santa Cruz usually does Sesshin where people go home at night. They sit at the Zendo and then go home at night. But you can find them in any Soto Zen monastery or temple.
They weren't very clear about it, so I was just wondering.
Yeah.
One day we brought absolute Chikoji.
Well, it was there for sure. Yeah. It's always there. Nika was there.
We did Rokatsu from the 3rd through, I guess, a week ago. Maybe it's 2 weeks tomorrow. I'm losing track of time. It was the first week of December.
It was Monday to Monday?
No, it was Sunday.
Sunday to Sunday.
Isn't it amazing Sunday that you can't remember? It was the 3rd. No, yes, the 3rd. It was a Sunday because there was a board meeting that day. So it was 3rd. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, Sunday. It was 8. Couldn't have been 8 days. I'm totally lost. But it was the first week.
It adds up to 8, actually. John.
Do you remember that poem you wrote about 35 years ago on the snow of a Chikoji that ice on fire? It was a New Year's poem.
I don't remember it.
I have it home.
Do you remember it?
I have it home. It's up on my wall.
Can you say it?
I can't.
Where was it from? I didn't hear. It was...
It's a poem that Angie wrote.
Oh, that you wrote. Okay.
Yeah, and it just encapsulates Logan's concepts right there.
Sounds important.
It does.
Well, I used to make a Christmas card for everybody I knew. It was a huge project. And I wrote a little poem and just glued it with decorations on construction paper and then wrote out the envelopes and mailed them away. So there were over 100 of them every year. And then at a certain point I said, I can't do this anymore. But I miss it, and I have a collection. I put them all together somewhere, so I know what that is. I'll find it.
Right. And there was that little book of quotes that you used to compile.
Oh, that went out with the Christmas cards to some cherished people. Yes, I commonplace book, it's called. Where I collected things that struck me all during the year that I liked, that other people said or wrote, and then made a book out of it with illustrations from books, Dover's books. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun too. That was part of it too. I can't believe I did all that. I can hardly do what I'm doing, which is nothing.
Well, speaking of listening, if I could make an announcement, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So Angie was approached by Temple Ground Press to have her students work on publishing a book of her talks in 2019. It sounds so far away. So Paula and I talked with Angie, and we're going to sign a contract with them to publish the book in 2019. So what we're looking for now, and it's related to listening, are people who are willing to listen to some of Angie's talks, something that, you know, maybe you're interested in a session that you were at and you want to re-listen to the tapes, and just write a short summary and answering maybe a couple of questions or coding it certain ways so that we can then look at that and decide what we want to transcribe, and then Angie will edit for the book. So if you're interested, you should email me and I'll get a group together. We're going to be also meeting to talk about you know, what people have heard and try to pick the ones that we will transcribe.
So if we do that, well, when we do that, like for example, for this session, if I pick the session of 2017, I say I'm going to transcribe that whole session that week, right?
Yep.
Do we do the entire thing? Or
so what we're starting with is rather than transcribing, we're starting with just listening.
Okay.
And then writing a short summary, like a paragraph that says, I listened to one where you compared Sashin to a theater, you know, or putting on a play, right? So, you know, you might pull out something that was memorable. And then just say when it was the first day of Sashin, you know, she talked about form, something like that. And then we'll just decide what to transcribe from that. But people should coordinate with me because we're trying not to overlap. Like Paula's doing the 2017 Sashin because she's now teaching the Nehan Yi. She's going to be leading that with Joe, so she's trying to find some words. So that's the idea. Listen first and then transcribe later.
Paula?
Paula Jones is the lead, the teacher at the San Diego, right?
Yes.
San Diego Zen
yes.
Center. So some of the students from there will be participating also in the listening.
No, it's not San Diego Zen Center. It's Floating Zendo at San Diego.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is there a San Diego Zen Center that's separate?
Could be.
I think there is.
Okay.
There are a number of Buddhist groups down there, and I'm pretty sure there's one that already calls themselves a Zen.
So Floating Zendo at San Diego.
Float down there.
Mm-hmm.
It floats everywhere.
Yeah.
So Paula.
Floated right down.
So Paula, is Floating Zendo down there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
With Dennis and Balin and
David and Laura. And three or four other people,
and
too.
And they float up here for our August.
For Sashin. Yes.
Yeah. So, I was thinking of Rohatsu, and we're celebrating Buddha's Enlightenment 2,000 some years ago. I don't know the correct number, but 2,000 years ago that happened. And then I went on it. Now I understand why Dogen is not so worried about this particular day, because Rohatsu is right now, wherever we are, wherever
yes.
we happen to be floating off. But wherever we are, that's the night.
That is exactly right.
And we don't know the exact day from.
Oh, it's a story. It's a story. It's a wonderful story. Yes.
Through our practice.
Yes. We're very lucky to have a story because that's how our minds work. We love stories.
Thank you for making it all kind of sound.
You're welcome.
It means a lot to have this community.
Yeah. Well, shall we have our 1 minute sit?